Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, stick around for all the red flags you could possibly want when you're dating.
We literally created a list. I wrote it down.
Yeah. You're very good, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you.
Yes, and can Samantha beat Kelly in Can't Beat Kelly?
It's a tall order.
And Kelly and I talk casually about a show that we've never watched ourselves, The Summer I Turned Pretty.
But our daughters are very passionate about it.
Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
You ever wonder, I guess I should say, I feel like we take for granted sometimes some of the conveniences that we have here in America and maybe other countries don't have. So when a Taco Bell opens for the very first time in Ireland,
They've never had Taco Bell in Ireland?
See, that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
We sometimes take for granted some of the things that we just have at our fingertips. Things like Taco Bell, where it's been a staple for decades here in America.
I don't know a time where there wasn't a Taco Bell.
No, I don't either. And you know, it's one of those things where it's a staple not only for an after hitting the bars sort of meal.
Sure.
Fourth meal is what they say.
Yes.
But for even breakfast now. But yeah, so when it opens up for the very first time in Ireland.
You gotta check it out.
Yeah, there's this influencer, an Irish influencer who got a chance to try the cuisine. Yeah, for the very first time.
What'd they think?
Crunchwrap Supreme. It was a lovely, meaty, cheesy experience.
Okay, I'm going to try it with some of the fire sauce. This might be dangerous for an Irishman to attempt.
Okay,
oh,
so
yeah.
This guy's funny.
Like
I've
the
seen
spice
him
over there, right?
I've seen him before, and yeah, Crunchwrap Supreme. By the way, that is a go-to.
Yeah.
My order: chili cheese burrito.
Okay.
Crunchwrap Supreme, soft taco supreme, or I usually get three things, but chili cheese burrito's got to be one of them.
Okay.
And it's either the Crunchwrap Supreme, because I like the Crunchwrap, or
what's in the Crunchwrap? Anything?
Soft taco supreme, or a gordita, which I enjoy. Okay. And also the Doritos Bell taco, the taco with
Doritos Locos?
Yes.
It was. This is actually my very first taco of all time. I've never consumed one before, so if
never
I get the technique wrong, my apologies. I'm a huge fan of that.
I'm a huge fan of that.
Instant fan.
The burrito and the nachos were probably my favorite. I thought everything was nice, very fresh. I didn't even know Taco Bell did chicken. It was everything I'd ever imagined.
everything he'd ever imagined lived up to the hype.
I mean, so this is one of those things where we just take for granted the fact that there's a Taco Bell at every other corner.
Yes.
And we can get it whenever we want.
I was a fan of the soft taco supreme too. Like
soft
steak.
Taco supreme is
steak
a big one.
Soft taco.
They did bring back the beef Mexi Melt, which was a huge fan of my wife's.
Yeah,
she loved that. So, like, you know, that was that. Yeah, I just think
what
it's
a time
fun
to be alive.
I know. I think it's fun to see
that the Irish can now know what we know.
Enjoy the same.
That Taco Bell is a now global treasure.
Yeah. Yeah, there is Taco Bell is a part of Yum Brands, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought.
I believe that's still the case. Yes.
I think so. I'm just trying to remember the logo that you'd see there on the Waterson as you're driving by, like Yum Brand. Is Taco Bell part of that? Yeah, I think so.
KFC, Long John Silver. Maybe?
Anyways, he's a big fan. Big fan. They're big fans.
Two thumbs up.
Yep. Two thumbs up of the old
congratulations, brand new Ireland. It's just beginning.
Yep. You're going to also get to experience the fun bathroom runs, too, and all
that.
Yeah, all that.
All that.
Which is associated with having
you
a glorious Taco Bell.
Probably figured that out
Bell
pretty quickly, but it doesn't matter because it's worth it.
All right, let's get to a feel-good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
A cow in Arizona named Moo Tilda went viral after escaping a slaughterhouse.
Oh, go Moo Tilda.
It was recorded running around in the street. So a woman named Amy, she's the founder and owner of Amy's Farm Annual Animal Sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
Found out about this cow, wanted to try to save it. And the slaughterhouse said, well, okay, if you come up with $2,500.
Oh, was that how much they like paid for it or something?
I guess Matilda can go live her best life. Uh-huh. And well, that's exactly what she did in 24 hours.
That was a no-brainer for me when I saw that cow escape slaughter. Come on, running, trying to be free. I mean, that cow had a will to live.
She's not my cow. She's our cow. She's the community cow.
Yes.
She's everyone's cow.
She's the community's cow now. Everybody got invested in her plight. Okay. I mean, you know, she probably saw the writing on the wall. She's like, you know what? I've heard about these places.
I don't know if I want to stick around to find out.
Not going to be your steak today, sir. Nope. You're not going to make me a dumb burger. I'm out. And yeah, it's just the video of this big giant cow just running down the street going, I don't know where I'm going, but I am not going to go back there.
Yeah, right.
You can see the entire story at WDJX.com. Pretty great.
You know, sometimes you see that special someone, but you don't have a name or number, but you think they're cute. What do you do?
Well, you do a little typey-typey. Mm-hmm. You send it off to the internet. People tag us in it, and we bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Yeah, thank you to the dozens of people who sent these to us.
We've trained you so well.
Yes. The Bourbon and Beyond edition of Missed Connections, if
I
you will.
I have hope for real results with these. Real results!
Real results! Man for woman. I saw you in Kentucky Kingdom this afternoon. You're a brunette in a cute maroon tank top.
Hot.
I was the middle-aged guy behind you when your boyfriend convinced you to go for a second ride on the Woodland Run roller coaster from the front car.
Wait a second! She's there with a boyfriend?
With a boyfriend.
He's shooting a shot anyway?
And you know what? The answer's always going to be no, Kelly.
You're right.
Unless you ask.
Unless you ask. You're right.
I don't know if it was the thrill of the drop.
Yeah.
Or Vance Joy's Riptide blaring from the main stage in the background.
He was in his feels. He's like, it's now or never. It's my moment.
But when you showered me with what I think was White Claw.
Oh, no.
I felt as if an angel from heaven rained down on me.
White Claw. All right. Hopefully it was black cherry. It was delicious.
Try as I may to wash your scent off my beard.
Yeah.
I can't get you out of my mind and out of my eyes and want to see you again.
Okay. If you're not hanging out on a date with your boyfriend,
meet me tomorrow at the Sky Catcher in Kentucky Kingdom during the Spin Doctors set. I'm hepatitis vaccinated and would like to bathe in your essences once more.
Wow. That was a bold move. I mean, what if she wanted to see the Spin Doctors?
That's right. Hey, I don't want to leave.
She's a fan. Like, listen, I'm not missing that.
I'm not.
You, dude. Plus, I have a boyfriend. But good shot.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's
good.
He's shooting a shot.
Good try.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connections. We're staying at Bourbon and Beyond.
Yes.
Missing Connection.
Oh, missing connection.
Missing connection.
Gotcha.
Woman for man.
Gotcha. Okay.
I was sitting in the Oasis on the West Wing where the handicap accessible area was.
Okay.
And you came in and asked if you could be in that area.
Oh.
And you was really hot.
You was really hot.
And I told you then I would have a seat since you were already in the section.
Oh.
We chatted for a bit until my friends walked back in. And then you left shortly after and said,
hi.
Waving emoji.
Oh, okay. Hi.
I ended up running across you again, walking by, and I felt so compelled to hang with you, but didn't have the courage to ask for your number.
No.
Yeah. You were a cool dude. If you see this, hi, I'm Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
I didn't get your name. You told me that you worked at a brewing place, and your boss gave you a free ticket, and you were at the event alone, and you were local. So...
Wow.
All the box checks for me.
Everything is checked.
All the boxes. Check and check.
Wait, he can get free tickets?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. He's here alone. No girlfriend. All right.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. All right. So, you know, hey, if you're festival bound, know that there is potential with love. Whether you're riding the Woodland Run roller coaster with your boyfriend.
I don't think she showed up, though, for the spin doctor stuff. I don't think so.
Or you're looking for the dude hanging out in the Oasis in the West Wing.
That could be a possibility.
Yeah. It could be one thing, and that is
Craigslist missed connection.
I realize for Sarah, we didn't give, like, a call to action, so maybe we'll just invite him to contact us, and we'll try to find Sarah.
Okay. Ange texts us and says, I absolutely love this. Love Craigslist misconnections. Miss them almost every time. I'm going to have to make sure I'm listening more. They make my day and sometimes make me roll my eyes.
You know
True
what?
Love.
If we can make your day and make you roll your eyes at the same time, what an accomplishment.
What an accomplishment. Yeah. That is for sure. On 99.7 DJX. This would be a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, this could be a warning for anyone who likes to ditch line at a drive-thru, which I feel like it's kind of hard to do in a car, right?
1,000%.
Anyways. If you can manage to make it through the day without cutting in line at a drive-thru, then you're doing okay. Woman in L.A., she caught all this happening at an In-N-Out Burger, which we don't have In-N-Out here. They're mostly a West Coast sort of hamburger chain, right?
Sure.
But it's apparently notorious for having long lines. It's very popular. It usually takes about 30 minutes or more, which I'm like, that ain't fast food.
No, that's not fast food at all. That's slow food.
Yeah, so apparently there was a guy that cut in front of a bunch of cars at this restaurant. He was two cars ahead of this lady, and they took his order anyway. So when it was her turn, she actually asked if they saw what he did.
Everybody's waiting in line on this side street. There's so many cars in line. This silver Toyota cuts everybody right at the corner of the side street and the driveway. And I see it all happen. The staff still takes their order and everything. That guy just cut everybody. There's no way. So when it was my turn to order, I placed my order and then I was like, by the way, like, that silver Toyota cut everybody in line. He's like, oh yeah, I saw them do that.
Yeah. They're like, oh yeah. So check what happened. They added what's called a home run to his order. Like maybe it's just a line item or whatever, but that's a special code known within at least that restaurant.
Okay. What does it mean?
It means that you don't get your food right away.
They put like a home run note is what he called it, which basically means that they're going to take his order, but they'll tell him to pull out, put his blinkers on in the front, and then they're just going to take way longer to make his order, as if he were to wait in line anyways. I love In-N-Out so much.
That's so great.
So,
they're like, oh, sure. And so they don't know that right. They're being retaliated against.
Yes. Yes.
By the restaurant.
But I guess the restaurant would have to catch that person doing that.
Right.
But so they're like, yeah, your order's not quite ready yet. Just go on up, put your blinkers on, and we'll get it out to you.
Uh-huh. Like, meanwhile, okay. They're going to watch everybody just sail right on through with their orders.
Yep, exactly.
And he's going to be sitting there fuming, like, my order wasn't that complicated. What's going on? And get all frustrated, just the way that he frustrated the entire line.
Right, exactly. Yes. Exactly. So, again, I don't know if line ditching at a drive-thru is your thing. I feel like it's kind of hard to do.
That's really difficult to do. There's a lot of like
narrow drive-thrus
in the area. Like, I don't, logistically, it's not.
And I don't know, I don't know how many drive-thrus spill out onto the street unless it's like a grand opening or something. But I could see maybe if it spilled out onto the street, someone like wedge in there from the street.
Yeah.
But I feel like at least the people around these parts aren't going to let you in if you're just trying to, excuse me, can I just scooch in? It's like, no. Back there. Line's back there, buddy.
Yep.
Line's back there. So again, that's a little setting the bar story. I don't know if you were planning on trying to ditch. At least know that the restaurants, or at least In-N-Out, is on to you.
Listen, if there's going to be a long line, I'm just pulling in and going inside the restaurant.
I go inside.
You're going to get it faster.
Yeah, I go inside.
That's a solution.
That's right. That's your side of the bar story. Maybe the same for yours, Kelly, and it was all because of the summer I turned pretty.
I was going to say, you're going to have to explain that. I'm not sure everybody knows that theme music.
Series finale that dropped yesterday. And look, I haven't kept up with the show. The only thing I've kept up with is the fact that my three daughters converge at our house on Wednesdays to watch.
You've heard them talking enough about it, right?
So you kind of know the gist. I know there are characters, and I know that there's a lot of drama. There's a lot of love drama. There's
Belly, Conrad, and Jeremiah.
Okay. Right? I couldn't tell you who I'm rooting for or not.
You were Team Conrad.
I don't want to give spoilers. And please forgive me if I accidentally do, because I'm ignorant.
You don't know enough about what
I don't know
speak.
Enough about what I speak.
Uh-huh.
However, I do know that there was happiness at the end of the show. Now, that
my daughter was very happy.
Yes.
She came down and told me all about it. And I'm just like, I don't know everything about what you're saying, but I'm so happy you're happy.
The thing I can't relate well, okay. The 22-year-old who has a huge apartment in Paris, and I'm like,
right. I need to know. What do you do for a living?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing?
What are you
for a living?
That was definitely what I was doing when I was 22.
No,
that's definitely what I was doing when I was 22.
No. So I think the basic, from what she told me, the basic backstory was that, like, long, long, long time ago, like, Belly and Conrad, I don't know if they were officially together, but Conrad kind of loved her. And then his brother, Jeremiah, whatever, like moves in, and they were going to get married.
Okay.
And then but then Conrad like confessed his feelings to her like the last time. She like flees to Paris.
So it does leave the series with some questions about the future. And I guess there is a movie that Amazon Prime has green lit.
Okay.
So there is a movie to officially wrap it up.
Okay.
And it's funny.
It's not done yet.
It's funny. My daughters were like, when's it going to be released? Next week?
Oh, wow. Yeah, no.
They're like,
they're going to have to wait a little longer.
Can it be next week? Because
it's not Stranger Things level waiting, but.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be like 3 years. I don't know if it's going to be two. I don't know if they've already started production of it, but it's been greenlit. So there's going to be a Summer I Turned Pretty movie that is in the works. Going to be released by Prime Video. So
now maybe some of the hate, because the actor that played Jeremiah received a lot of hate. Like the fans were getting out of control, like couldn't disassociate the actor with the character, and he was being inundated with hateful messages to the point where the network, Amazon, had to remind people, pipe down.
It's fiction.
This is fiction.
It's fiction.
These are not real people. You need it's to fiction. Get a grip and quit.
It was out of control. But I haven't seen this level of
fandom.
Of fandom for a while, like Twilight, since Twilight. Like Summer I Turned Pretty was.
It was aggressive.
It was definitely it had us all locked in. So there is.
When you say us all, your daughters.
Well, I am
you're
having
locked in by proxy.
I am having to deal with the emotions in real life.
But you're still not invested.
No,
you don't know anything about the character. You don't even know the names.
No.
I can tell you the names.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
I got invested enough to hear the basic gist. From my daughter.
Well, they told me the gist too.
Okay. But you didn't listen. None of it stuck in the brain.
I didn't retain all of it. I didn't retain all of it.
You nod. You're not listening to anything they say.
So the thing to take away from this, the series finale happened.
If you're a rabid fan,
you're going to be happy. I don't know what that means. I don't even know if that's a spoiler. It could be.
Could be a spoiler.
And there's a movie on the way.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's good news.
That's the takeaway of this entire conversation.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
And we can move on with our lives.
Okay. And then she's moving on to some other show, Life with the Something Boys.
I don't even know who you're talking about, nor do I care. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 EJX. Time for a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
What would you do with $150,000?
Go out to eat, probably buy a car, maybe plan a vacation, something like that.
Well, Carrie Edwards lives in Virginia, matched four numbers plus the Powerball in the September 8th drawing. Her prize tripled from $50,000 because she paid an extra dollar for Power Play.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So here's how this story takes a turn.
Mm-hmm.
She gave it all away.
What?
Gave it all away.
Why?
Didn't keep any of it.
She's still got to get taxed on it, though, right?
She divided the money into three $50,000 donations.
Oh, wow.
First went to the Association for Frontotemporal Degeneration in memory of her late husband, Steve, who passed away from early onset dementia.
Okay.
A food justice organization got the second donation. The Navy Marine Relief Society helps active duty service members and veterans got the third gift.
Wow.
Yeah. She says these three organizations represent healing, service, and community.
Well, good for her.
Like, could you imagine?
Nope.
How selfless is that?
Nope, not me.
That's like gold star feel good stuff that takes it, like, I don't know her personal situation, but $150,000 to not keep any of it, give it all away.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, she, yeah. That's not me, but yes, all right, that's great.
I know, I'm not capable of that level of generosity, but good for her. That's why we're slapping a feel-good sticker on that, because there's not many people that would do that.
No.
Not many regular, normal people do that. Heck no.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
We've been like racking up a list of things we'd do for everyone for a long time.
Right, right.
We have plans that don't include giving all of it away. But so thankful there are people like Carrie from Virginia that exist in the world.
See, as long as Carrie exists, then I can still feel all right with keeping it all myself.
Oh, okay, because there's that's other people just, that are doing the right thing.
They're going to do it.
The rest of us can be selfish.
They're going to do it. It'll be fine.
You can see her story. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show on X.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, so our listener Kayla, kind of new to dating, and she's like, hey, I've heard you guys talk about red flags, red flags, red flags when it comes to dating. I think we need to create some sort of list.
Does she need clarification?
Yeah,
like
what,
a little
they all are.
How-to guide?
Maybe.
For dating?
That's coming up. How about some group therapy?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Kayla says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm 20. I'm pretty new to the whole dating thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have a big group of close friends to lean on for advice. So honestly, I kind of think of you two as my crazy aunt and uncle who just tell it like it is. Crying laughing emoji. I've heard y'all talk on the show before about red flags in relationships. Uh-huh. And I was wondering if you could put together like a starter list for me.
Okay.
Stuff I could watch out for in a new relationship before I get in too deep.
Mm.
I don't always trust myself to know when something is a big deal versus when I'm just overthinking things.
Oh.
Thanks for being my stand-in family.
Trust your gut. I mean, I guess she already said, I don't always trust my gut. But I'm like, Trust your gut.
You should have little spidey tingles.
All right, so
that
you know,
kind of tell you something feels
there
off.
There is a thing that I always unintentionally consider, maybe not just with like dating, because it's been a long time since I've dated, but like just with friends and people and character, right? It's how they treat wait staff.
Yes,
I feel like that is one of those. It's easy to be kind. And they're doing a job, and if you're being kind of a jerk to the wait staff,
yeah,
I'm like, why? Why are you doing that?
Right.
You know?
Well,
so
that kind of is an indication, all right. Well, they
maybe
if they
a character
people,
or something.
Yes, that
yeah.
bad, then how do they treat everybody else in their life? Yeah, just watching the people that they surround themselves with.
Mm-hmm.
Are they surrounded by a good crew? Do they treat their parents well? Do they, yeah, it's just general kindness. I always thought does your, my husband had a really good relationship with his exes.
Oh, do they have a good relationship?
Well, his first girlfriend when he was 16 was there to film our proposal. So when you have like,
yeah, I had an ex-girlfriend who...
good relationship with exes, that's probably a good indication that they're a pretty decent person.
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend's husband videotaped our wedding.
Yeah.
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 So, yeah, okay. Okay, so red flag could be... So we're kind of going the opposite. Red flag could be treats waitstaff bad.
Right.
Doesn't have a good relationship with... Are you writing this down? You're supposed to be writing this down.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm just, we're spouting off so she can listen and transcribe.
Doesn't have a good relationship with her
ex. I know
a
show secretary. I got it. All right.
So, listen, I'm punching buttons over here.
All right. Wait.
You're doing a good job.
Pen doesn't work. Wait, staff. Got it.
Pen doesn't work.
I do a lot of typing. Okay, wait.
I'm just gonna type it.
There we go.
All right, maybe we can create a list of red flags for Kayla to watch out for. So, anyways, all right, 502-795-1997 is our number. Give us your red flag that you always look for in a person. All right, let's create this for Kayla, and we can all communally be her aunts and uncles.
And I'll type it out.
And Kelly will
volunteer.
Thanks, Kelly.
To
you know what? That's a great idea.
The minutes for the meeting.
That is a great idea.
Okay.
No one thought of that. That's fantastic. All thanks, right. Kelly.
I like to help.
Appreciate
it's
you.
It's all for Kayla. I'm taking the notes.
All right, 571-9970. We'll take some of your stories coming up. We're in the middle of group therapy where Kayla, she kind of looks to Kelly and I as her crazy aunt and uncle.
I'll wear that badge.
So we're trying to help our niece identify some red flags. She said she's admittedly new into the dating world. She's trying to set off. She doesn't trust her gut necessarily.
Yeah, so she's like, okay, kind of give me some things to watch out for.
Yeah, Andrew the Love Doctor, not a real doctor, calls our show all the time. What are you thinking?
First and foremost, you guys aren't the crazy aunt and uncle.
Thank you.
You guys are the hot aunt and uncle.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, my. All
flattery
right.
Flattery gets you everywhere
there
with
you
us.
All right, so all right. young Kayla, some advice for young Kayla when she's setting off into this dating world.
Anybody that she dates, if they always talk poorly about their exes, it's always their ex's fault. The ex did this, the ex did that, the ex is a horrible person. Anybody that talks poorly and down about their ex and doesn't take any accountability, get out.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, accountability is a big one, sure.
Yep.
Huge.
Andrew the Love Doctor, you're always quick with the advice. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Keep on loving.
Swift to Kim says another red flag to add, doesn't like animals or animals don't like them.
Oh.
That's backed up by...
Taylor.
Taylor. And another Kim just says how they are around animals and pets.
Yes.
Her spidey senses may not work, but those animals know.
Yep. Taylor also said, if they ignore little kids, don't shake my dad's hand.
Oh.
Doesn't properly fix things. This is huge. If the sink handle breaks and you use a wrench to turn it on, instead, no. Don't just settle for having a wrench handle now.
Should go without saying, but wearing women's panties. Listen, we're not kink shaming here, okay? We're not going to kink shame.
What? That went sharp left turn pretty quickly. Ainsley says no hobbies. Like he doesn't know how to be happy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Larry, what do you think?
How they handle conflict.
Ooh, good.
You can tell a lot about somebody by how they argue and handle tough situations. Like, do they rationalize? You can pick up narcissistic qualities through that. That's a real good one to look for.
Okay. I like that.
That's really good.
Yeah, thank you, Larry.
You're welcome.
Nicole says, always switches the conversation back to him. Like, when you're sick, he's on his deathbed. You had a bad day, his is worse.
Oh, I see.
He's kind of a one-upper.
Yeah. Lisa says, the aunt in me says a red flag is if they blame everyone else for their behavior.
Yeah. Never take accountability for anything.
And then says, the mom in me wants Kayla to be safe. needs to have that one friend who she can share a couple things with. A recent picture of her date and her location on her phone, all that stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's good. Just safety is always very good.
Yes. Jake says signs of a red flag if the person cannot keep the same job for a period of time.
Hmm.
Yeah, I can see that. Maybe a, you know, lacks responsibility to hold down a steady job.
All right. I get that. I get that. I mean, you know, sure. I understand. These are good.
Yeah. You know what? I was sitting there thinking that this is going to be kind of a difficult task, just to kind of generalize a bunch of red flags. But
I think these are actually some solid stuff.
And now we're kind of getting granular. Leslie says phone face down could be a red flag. Like, not always, but could be hiding notifications.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, it also could just be a sign of, I don't want to be distracted. I'm going to focus
on
you.
Right. That could be just saying, hey, I'm turning off this distraction.
Yes.
Oh, man. People are like, this poor girl's never going to date. There's too many red flags.
We are. The list is growing. I've typed them all down for her.
Thank you.
I've taken extensive notes.
Thank you. Yeah. And you know, kind of what Kelly said at the jump, you know, how they treat their parents.
And are they surrounded by good people?
And I just thought a good green flag to watch out for, and maybe a red flag, is how they treat wait staff or people who are in serving them, and like those types of service industry people. You know, they don't have to be nice, but you know, that is a choice. So
I think this is off to a good start. Hopefully she is armed with some good information. Mm-hmm. She's not going to be too on alert to where she can't enjoy the process of dating without feeling like she's going to analyze every single thing they're doing. That's the thing. Try not to do that.
Yeah. AJ says, surprisingly, that's excellent advice. I hope she listens to you all.
Surprisingly.
And then Sarah rolls in and says, hey, wish you guys had done this list 6 years ago.
Oh, sorry.
Sarah without
better,
the H.
Better
all right,
late
we got
than
you.
Never.
I love that. All right. Well, hey, this is good.
Yes. Oh, yes. Nicole doesn't hold the door open for others. Very rude. Also, just basic please and thank you. Do they have like nice manners?
All right. Well, hey, show this to someone. We'll get this list posted. And by the way, if you want to toss it up on Facebook too, we can keep the list going there at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, like this stuff. And good luck, Kayla.
The list is growing. I don't know if that's good.
Love.
Road rage.
Love.
Bad thing.
Wait, we gotta cut off the list at some point. But yes, love your crazy aunt and uncle. You know what? You could come visit us sometime.
Uncle Ben, Aunt Kel.
Wait, listen, we care about you.
We do.
You can come visit your old aunt and uncle sometime.
Visit.
You know, it's a two-way street. You can text us every now and then.
Bring cookies.
No, we're the aunt and uncle. We need to have the cookies. Yes. Don't you understand the roles? All right. Anyways, this is good stuff. Thank you for keeping us top of mind, and good luck. Time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to the test.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Be Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's introduce you to Samantha calling us from Paoli. Hi, Samantha.
Hi.
Hi there. Samantha's got brown hair, is 5'1", drives a Ford Fusion, and is in a relationship.
Awesome. Yes. We love love.
Now, this isn't a recent relationship. You've been with this person for a while now, right?
Yes.
Things going well? There a bright future ahead?
Oh, yeah.
Like she's going to say, no.
Not telling you anything.
I'm thinking of kicking this person to the curb after this show.
Out, but don't tell him.
We jest, Samantha. It can't be Kelly. So here in just a sec, we're going to kick Kelly out of the room. Ask you 5 questions. Bring Kelly back into the room. Ask her the same 5 questions. If you get more right, then you beat Kelly. If you don't or tie, then you cannot beat Kelly.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you play along usually when we play this with other people?
Yes.
How well do you do?
I do like 50-50.
Okay.
See, Samantha, you need to get in Kelly's head and you need to say, I get 5 out of 5 every single time.
I get 5 out of 5 every single time.
Wow. I'm scared. Now I'm scared.
All right, Kelly, get out of here.
Okay, bye.
All right, Kelly is leaving. We are going to wait until she goes into the hallway. There she is. Okay, here we go. Question number one. Which boy group is associated with Camp Rock?
Oh, man. That's a toughie.
Need an answer?
Nah, I don't know.
Okay. Cardi B announced that she is pregnant. How many kids does she already have?
Two.
Trey Parker and Matt Stone are the creators of which popular long-running show?
That one I'm not entirely sure. Oh, man. I'm just going to go on a limb and say Vampire Diaries.
Okay. This artist has announced a world tour named Loop.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay. Jenny Han is the author and creator of this popular book series and show.
The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Okay, let's bring Kelly in. Kelly! Kelly's coming in. Okay. Samantha got one right.
Oh, man.
Okay. Oh, Samantha.
All right, Kelly. So Samantha, we're right. Hoping that Kelly doesn't get any right.
If I get zero right,
fingers
it could
crossed.
Be your day.
If you get zero right, that's going to be a record, too.
I might get fired.
Kelly currently is 6-0.
I don't think I deserve the job.
All right. Oh.
Okay.
First question.
Yeah. Oh, he thinks I'm going to know it. I can tell.
Which boy group is associated with Camp Rock?
The Jonas Brothers.
That's correct.
I win already.
Cardi B announced that she's pregnant. How many kids does she already have?
Three.
Three's correct. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are the creators of which popular long-running show?
South Park
is what we're looking for.
I hate you guys.
Kyle.
This artist has announced a world tour named Loop.
Loop?
Yep.
An artist that launched a world tour. Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran is correct.
Oh, well. That was a total guess. I had not heard that news yet.
Jenny Han is the author and creator of this popular book series and show.
Summer I Turned Pretty.
Summer I Turned Pretty. 5 out of 5.
Oh man.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry, she says. No, you're not, Kelly.
I'm not sorry.
All right, so listen, Samantha, today wasn't your day. But nonetheless, we are going to hook you up with a prize. But
absolutely.
Before we go, we are going to need you to do one more thing. And that is, hi, my name is Samantha, and I can't beat Kelly.
Hi, my name's Samantha, and I definitely cannot beat Kelly.
Oh, but I still love you, girl.
Aww.
I love you.
You're shiny
right.
And bouncy.
All right. Hang tight, Samantha, okay? Hang tight.
Okay.
All right.
But look at all the learning that can happen in this game, right? If you don't know the answers now,
I'm telling you, when she didn't get the Camp Rock question right, I was like, this doesn't look good. This doesn't look good. All right, that's Campy Kelly. Congratulations, 7-0! 7-0! Come on, Kelly, you can only try. All right, this Campy Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Quest, make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Lizzie rolls in and says, hey, my three kids are in the back seat requesting some spooky stuff, but my request would be Kid Cudi.
We'll go with you. Mama gets her.
Yeah.
Kids'
for
request.
Sure. Yeah. Kids, you gotta learn.
Mama comes first.
Ain't all about you.
All right.
Ain't all about you. All right. It's 99.7 DJX Throwback Thursday.
Day and night.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Listen, we don't play the entire song. It's not what we do. Lindsay from Hillview rolls in and says, I walked in on my 10-year-old daughter the other day. I know. I got that far too, and I was like, wait, where are we going with this?
What are we doing?
Singing to Belle Biv DeVoe, okay. That girl is poison. Okay, okay. All right.
Right. That's praise okay. The right. Praise
all
right. The right.
I walked in on my 10-year-old. Wait, okay. What was she doing? Yeah, yeah.
She's just doing good music.
BBD. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX. All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Kimberly says, hey, do you have any songs about a farm?
Or songs about a farm?
Or an animal? Shout out to raising money for Black Acre Homestead. For Give for Good. All right. Like that.
Okay.
Little shout out there. Remember this one?
What is this?
Oh, why are you saying that? You shouldn't be saying that. This is Martin Garrix, Animals. Do you not know?
Oh, yeah. No, I completely forgot about this.
You forgot about this one?
Forgot about this one.
Okay.
Did anybody ever know the name of the song when it was popular for a second?
Real ones did.
Oh, the real OGs?
The real ones did.
Okay.
I think they say animals once in this song.
Do they have any words?
I mean, it's a good... What do you mean, do they have any words?
Defend your choice, man!
Listen, this is a hype song.
It's a hype song.
It's like Darude, Sandstorm.
I
are there words there?
I
hang
don't.
On, hang on, hang on. Hang on, here it is. There it is.
Oh, wow, it was really hard there to understand that. But I was just
well, because he's swore in part of it, so we had to beat that part
out. This is not necessarily farm music.
It's farm music?
That's why it feels like a sharp left turn.
I mean, the only other farm music we have is this. My winter nights are taking the Christmas Tree Farm.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not going
to work. That's not going to work either.
Wait. There's room 5 animals.
We're not lingering on farm.
Well, we seem to be already.
Okay. Anyways, Kelly from Crescent Hill says, yeah, play Sandstorm. All right, we will do that.
Oh, though. Wow.
Let's keep that rolling. Keep that rolling.
That's your little train wreck. Okay, yeah.
We're
back on the hype bus.
We're back on the bus.
We're on the hype bus.
Yeah. All right.
By the way, shout out to Amber who says, I saw Old Town at the Pop 2K show last Saturday.
Aww.
And then she sent a picture with Chris Kirkpatrick, which is not in Old Town.
Yeah, but I think he was a part of
that. He was a part of that show.
Yeah, but not a part of O-Town.
No.
Yeah,
no.
All right.
That was a cute picture.
99.7 EJX. Fun fact, Darude, Sandstorm, a.k.a. Haboob.
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 It's a real word we didn't make up.
Nope. It means Sandstorm. There you go. You can call it Haboob if you want.
They probably should rename the song.
Kaylin rolls in and says, I need Daddy Yankee. Yes, you do!
Wow.
Yes, you do! Throwback Thursday.
This takes you back.
Doesn't it, though? This is like, get on the bar Louisville, let's go! Brings back memories, doesn't it? Throwback Thursday.
It sure does. Dang. What? I mean, we used to have to go broadcast in the bars.
Yeah.
We saw things.
Yeah.
Things
good
happen.
Things. Good things.
Yeah.
All good things.
Yeah, fun things.
All right, it's 99.7 EJX.
Angie's rewatching the Shrek movies.
Yeah.
Needs to hear All Star from Smash Mouth.
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of a train wreck as far as music to music, but
yes,
it all makes
matter.
Sense.
Doesn't matter.
Makes sense. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. No, we don't play the entire song. We don't have time for that.
Jordan, the dude, is gearing up for Louder Than Life.
Yeah.
Need some killers, Mr. Brightside.
Oh, a little rock for you.
Get it.
All right, we got you. Enjoy Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Yes, Jesse McCartney tickets when you hear Jesse McCartney coming up a little bit later.
Right. I'm not going to do it right now.
No.
Going to wait just a little bit.
A little bit longer.
Michelle from Valley Station. What about Hungry Like a Wolf?
Hungry Like a Wolf.
Duran Duran. Hungry Like the Wolf.
Hmm.
The Duran times 2.
Okay, thank you. Noted.
Oh, no.
Noted.
What are you doing here? Is this...
We will put an adjacent request in.
Is this She-Wolf?
For She-Wolf.
Shakira?
Shakira.
Not the same thing.
Yes, Throwback
Not at
Thursday.
All.
It's perfect. I just want to hear her howl. Hang on. There it is. Yes, Shakira. Yes. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Missy was like, hey, Animals by Maroon 5's a good song.
Sure it is.
That was the one time we were talking about the farm.
Oh, yeah, the farm. By the way, Jessica said, hey, Ben and Kelly, I don't want to make you mad.
Oh.
I don't want to make you mad. Who do you think we are? She was like, I was just saying the same thing about that one song, and it brought back memories, and my daughter just called us all old. Hey, you know what? It's all fine. It's fine. Whatever.
Yeah. No. She's talking about Daddy Yankee.
Yeah.
All right.
Maroon 5, we'll get you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. By the way, I'm going to shout out Deanna, because she wanted to hear Move Like Jagger, but that's Maroon 5, too.
This is going to work for that.
This will work for that. We're just saying.
Also
this is
for
working
Dr.
for that.
She loves Maroon 5.
Yeah,
she's
for
like
sure.
The biggest Maroon 5
Love
fan.
Some of that.
Yes.
Love some of that. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Lexi needs little Black Eyed Peas. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Bunch of songs you haven't heard, played back to back to back to back.
Alexa.
Uh-huh.
Play Peaches and Cream. You see what I did there?
Yeah,
see what I
do.
I did there? She's probably never heard those.
Never heard
ever,
it.
Ever, ever.
See, that's why, you know, we're funny like that.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Hey, Alexa. Play Peaches and Cream. How many more of those can we launch?
Throwback Thursday. To you on top, underneath, on the side of you, better yet, baby, right next to you. Yeah, it's a good one. The way you're
just flowing down. Solid.
Yep. I can feel it. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. I'm gonna try to match the hype of Gary.
Okay. Gary's
all
caps.
Aboard the hype train!
That's all caps.
Nah! You're UofL Cardinals!
Wow.
Taking on the mighty Bowling Green Falcons, I think. Give me Joker and the Thief. Is this 6 years old?
I'm not sure.
I know it's. I feel like it is.
I feel like you break the rules of the cards, right?
I don't break rules though.
You don't break rules.
I am a rule follower, Kelly.
Oh. Okay.
I follow rules.
All right. Well, we're already committed. And listen, if you don't get offered some sort of announcing job for any sort of UofL sport, tragic.
They don't like me. They don't like the old.
I don't know. Maybe you just that was your audition.
You're right. Maybe not. All right, that was good. All right, Throwback Thursday. Candace, LMFAO, sexy, and I know it because let's be honest, aren't we? Yes. Throwback Thursday.
I know it.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Got a text. Hey, Ben and Kelly, I think I met your boss at Bourbon and Beyond.
Oh, wow.
Can't remember her name because of the amount of bourbon I had, but she was very sweet.
Oh, she was she?
I ended up proposing to my now fiance there, too. Love listening to you guys.
I
wonder if Steve is going to be... surprised to know that
we have a boss that's a she.
That's a she, yeah. I mean, but Suzanne is very boss-like.
She is like.
Yeah.
She's got boss energy.
Yeah, all right. Well, I guess...
Well, it was a sharp left turn.
I guess it's just like put a ring on it. Like propose to the now fiancé. Does that make sense?
All right.
Why are you not understanding?
I don't know. I'm going with it. I'm just on board the train. Toot, let's go.
All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
You're getting called out. Elizabeth says, you're a liar, Ben.
I'm a liar?
You're a liar.
What did I do?
You don't follow the rules.
Listen, I am a rule follower.
Your rules.
Natasha wants I like to love rules. It. And I only assume that she means I love it. So that's... So here you go. Bitch. I like that part. That's fun. It's 99.7 EJX. We do have Jesse McCartney tickets to give away at some point, if we get to it, I think.
Hey, Andrew's wanting to know, what's that song with the baby in the background?
This one?
Like in the Loop. Probably it.
Wait.
Here it is.
Here it is.
Not yet.
No.
Not yet.
Not yet. That was a false one.
It was a false one.
All right, here we go. It's this part right here.
Oh, no, it's not it. False it's one. Not. It's coming.
Dang it.
Hang on.
We're bad at this game.
It's going to show up at some point. Spot the baby. Let's play Spot the Baby.
Okay. Listen closely.
It's soon. I love wieners.
That's not
I think
it.
I heard it.
There it is. It's that.
I love wieners.
That's what it is. I heard it too.
I love wieners.
Andrew said that's the one.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I love wieners.
All right, it's 99.7 EJX, Throwback Thursday.
Oh, oh, the sweet, sweet boy.
What a sweet boy. What a sweet boy. We played this long enough?
I think so.
I mean, do we want to, we don't want to end it on this, do we? Hey, is Katie, do you want to win?
I do.
Congrats, you are a winner.
Thank you so much.
Katie, dang it. Why do you sound like you're depressed?
I'm not depressed. Actually, my name is Katie.
Oh, is it because I'm just getting your name wrong?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, hey, congratulations. You got tickets to see Jesse McCartney October 10th. Everyone else has to buy their tickets to the palace.
But not you. You get that sweet, sweet boy for no payment.
Thank you.
Welcome. She is unimpressed. She is unimpressed. She's like, I don't even know these jokers. I literally am not even from Louisville. I just moved here.
I don't even know Jesse McCartney.
I don't even know Jesse McCartney. I was trying to call to complain, but they gave me tickets. And sorry, Salt and Pepper, we're literally talking all over you.
That's
so.
Okay. It's they've okay. heard it before.
They've heard it before. All right, well, there you go. Fine. If you've heard it before, you can be done. You can be done.
You just start answering the phone, Betty Kelly. Complaint line. How may we serve you? How can we make it better?
That's a, how may we serve you? All right, so there you go. That's Throwback Thursday. Every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while, brought to you by Once Upon a Child, so we appreciate you listening.
Yeah, Candace says, hey, thanks, guys, for getting my Thursday started right. I'm going to go do the work
it.
Now.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, you know what? We just try to give you just a little bit of slice
a little
of,
boost.
Of fun, little boost,
look,
little start your day right.
Yeah. Shout out to 13U Travel Baseball Teams. Can't get your song on, but you know.
Oh, dang it.
Like that you're listening. We appreciate it.
Do we even know the name of the teams?
No.
Okay.
Not needed. Not
okay.
needed. Not needed.
All right. But you guys are awesome. Go kick butt.
All right. So, hey, there you go. Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 EJX. A couple clickbait headlines.
Hamburger, 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 hum. Hamburger, 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 hum. Humburger, humburger,
wonder if you're
humburger,
probably humburger, wondering why I'm playing this.
National Cheeseburger Day, maybe?
Yeah, part of it is that, yes, the strangest burger toppings that somehow work.
Okay.
That's the headline.
I'll bite, literally.
Cheeseburger, Big Mac, Whopper.
Yes. Hang on, we just gotta let the beat drop.
Cheeseburger, Big Mac, Whopper. Big Mac, Whopper. Big Mac, Whopper. Hamburger, Cheeseburger, Big Mac, Whopper. Hamburger, Cheeseburger, Big Mac, Whopper.
Banger!
It is. So somehow these toppings on a hamburger work. Tell me if you've had or tried any of them. Peanut butter.
No, sir.
first thing, don't knock it till you try it.
Have you tried that?
I haven't. But I wouldn't be necessarily opposed to trying a bite. I don't know if I could do it on the entire burger, but I'd try a bite. Sure.
Okay.
Glazed donut for the bun. We've all had that.
Yes, at the fair.
Refried beans, guacamole, pico de gallo, kind of a, I guess.
Guacamole, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I've done guacamole. Pineapple, done pineapple.
Yes.
That's good. Pineapple on a burger.
Yes. With like a teriyaki sauce.
Yes.
Yes.
Someone said gummy bears.
Why are you doing that?
I don't know about gummy
bears.
That
is irresponsible.
That's weird. Marshmallow fluff was already thrown in there.
Marshmallow fluff on a burger?
Apparently it's good. So I'm sensing a little bit of the like savory and sweet sort of mixture there.
I don't think, though, that I'm going to try that.
And then hot dogs as a burger topping. I've actually had that before.
Really?
Yeah, I can't remember where I got it. It was at a place.
That's aggressive with the meats.
And I was like, ooh. And it was like sliced in half.
Sure.
And it was like laid on top half. Yes. And then it was, but it was like a patty. There was bacon.
Yeah.
There was hot dogs on it. There was cheese, all of that stuff. And it was good. All right.
Okay.
So there you go.
Goat cheese.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Goat cheese is good.
Goat cheese.
Yeah.
My fave.
And honestly, any cheese. You can put any cheese on a burger and it'll be good.
Brie?
Yep.
Really?
100%.
Wow. Shocking.
Not just for apples and
grapes
crackers.
And crackers. Yeah. Jelly.
Yeah. Yeah, not just for that.
Interesting.
No.
All right, now I'm hungry.
Yeah, right?
Now I need a burger.
Well, today is, like I said, National Cheeseburger Day.
Big, juicy burger.
Might be a day for you to do that. Another clickbait headline. Women need a girls' night every 22 days.
Oh, wow. I'm a little behind on that.
You haven't had one in over 22 days?
A long time.
Girls' night out every 22 days. Vital to feel recharged. Not just a nice-to-have bonus. It's vital. And wine is definitely the drink of choice in those nights.
Where are we going? Is this like a nice dinner? A girl's dinner?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it's a girl's dinner.
Clubbing? Because I'm not clubbing.
It's not girl dinner, but it's, maybe a girl's dinner.
Okay.
Or girl's night out. Okay. Opportunity for you to go hang with your girls.
Getting together, get some drinks.
Yeah. Is that what you like to do when you did? Think back to the last time you had a girl's get together.
Well, my girlfriend, Kelly, was in town.
Yeah.
So we met up for drinks.
Yeah, that was good.
Delightful. Had an app. Crab cake.
Oh.
Delicious.
Okay. I had an appetizer.
Yes.
Crab cakes. Okay.
Appetizers and wine.
Yeah. I see wine.
Delicious.
There you go. Yeah. Girls' night.
All right.
Needed every 22 days. So you're due, Kelly.
Okay. So maybe I need to let my husband know. Listen, it's not me.
It's
experts.
It's
who say it's needed and vital.
I need it.
To my existence.
I need it.
So.
So just say, you know what? You're going to be in charge tonight.
Yep. You got to get the kids to all the things.
He'll be fine with it, I'm sure.
I'm going to say deuces.
And I'm just going to go grab some wine with my chicks.
Yep. I'll be back later.
As
later.
But before 9:30. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.70 JX. All right, time for a setting the bar story, Kelly.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, for those who fly a lot, sometimes there are perks involved, especially if you fly so much, you get miles,
sure.
And you can become a part of like exclusive clubs, or every now and then you can just buy your way into it. You're like, you know what? I know I'm going to go on like an international flight and I want to upgrade my experience. They have these little sky lounges.
I need access to that lounge.
Yeah, exactly. You were just talking about one of our friends down the hall. She just was on an international flight, was able to enjoy some drinks, a shower.
I had a four-hour layover,
food.
So yeah, it was great to be able to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Just don't do what this guy did. If you can manage to make it through the day without throwing a hissy fit because you want to be in a Sky Club,
but
don't have a Sky Club membership.
Oh, no.
You're doing okay.
Oh, no.
To the point where police were called.
Oh, no.
Like he was getting irate.
Oh, boy.
I'm telling you with my authority.
That is the officer.
Okay.
That you're about 2 seconds
because
from leaving the airport.
Because of why?
Because you don't have the proper identification to get into the club in the first place.
I'm going to ask one question. Are you going to leave this room right now?
Yeah, certainly. Then get up and leave.
Then get up and leave.
If you don't leave, you're under arrest for trespass. Period. I'm not going to play with you. You may take your stuff and get out, or you're going to go to jail for trespassing.
I mean, they are not messing around.
They're not playing.
Yeah, this guy, he was asked to leave Delta Sky Club there in Palm Beach. Didn't have the proper membership. Was refusing to follow the rules.
Do they have to be like working the door?
So they do. For some of them, they do.
Okay.
Others, you can just, if you know where to go, because sometimes they're like hidden.
Oh,
they're
secret
little
location. If you're in the club, you know.
Yeah, or you have to like go upstairs to get to it. It's not on the same level as us common travelers.
Right. I was going to say, I asked because I've never been.
Yeah. So I was a part of a lounge one time, and I don't remember how I got in.
Oh. Because you know you didn't have a membership.
Right. Exactly. So
maybe if you know someone.
Anyways, so this guy just walks in, and usually when you walk in, there's someone there that immediately goes, "Hi, welcome to the Sky Lounge." You know,
what's your name?
Yeah, let's check you in.
Can I see your card?
Yeah, exactly.
Your membership card.
Right. There's some sort of identification that you can show that says, "Hey, I'm allowed to be here." And he didn't have any of that, and so he got belligerent and was like,
banking on the whole "act like you belong there"
right, which
attitude,
which is an attitude that I adopt. Quite a bit. It's like, you know what? Just act like you're supposed to be there and everything will be fine.
He could not pull it off, though.
Nope. So he did get busted, and he, I think he got handcuffed. So,
oh, boy.
Yep.
So he just doubled down.
He did. He doubled down
He did not take their invitation to just leave.
Right.
Okay.
He was, what was it? He was Ferris Bueller-ing the whole thing. Sausage King of Chicago? Yes. Yes, I am.
But when called on it, he didn't take the opportunity leave.
He
had to make
Cameron,
it worse for himself.
Right. He didn't have his buddy making a phone call to back him up.
Listen here. Do you know who you're talking to?
The Sausage King of Chicago. Wow. We are like, there's maybe a dozen people who might get
it's
that reference.
It's an iconic movie.
It is an iconic movie.
Look it up. Watch it
scene.
If you haven't.
All right. There you go. It's 99.70 JX. Sabrina on 99.70 JX. We're going to have a day of Sabrina tomorrow. 4 tickets, hotel stay, the whole 9 yards. Sabrina-thon when you hear it. So the difference between today and tomorrow
is a chance to win tickets.
Yeah, exactly.
Otherwise, every day feels like Sabrina-thon, doesn't it?
She's a very popular artist right now.
Okay.
She's a very popular artist right now.
All right.
So, yeah. So, Sabrina-thon tomorrow, when you hear that, that's when you win. Thanks to Coil Automotive, by the way, for jumping in on that. We appreciate it. And Republic Records for helping us on 99.7 DJX. So, by the way, speaking of concerts, Ed Sheeran just announced a concert.
Yeah. He's going to be in Nashville next June.
Yep. And we'll have tickets for that next week on 99.7 DJX. Earlier, our listener Kayla was asking, "Hey, do you have any like red flags, dating red flags that I should watch out for?" She said, "You know,
she's new to the dating
world."
Yeah,
self-admitted, she's a little bit new to the dating world and doesn't have a whole lot of experience with that. So she's like, "Hey,
what do I need to watch out
for?"
Yeah,
yeah. And you know what? Honestly, like, I wasn't thinking that we'd get much, and
we got quite a bit.
And you and I kind of tossed out. You were like, "Hey, just watch for someone who's nice to their parents."
Yes. Are they surrounded by good people?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if they're even friends with their exes, I would say that's a good sign.
Yeah. And I'd say a red flag is if they're nasty to like the wait staff or like a waiter or someone like that. And, you know, when they don't need to be, even if the waiter comes up when you're in the middle of talking, goes, "You know, do you need anything else or whatever?" It's like, "Hey, just be nice to them." So. But yeah, the list.
It grew and grew to the point where I'm wondering, like, is this going to paralyze her from trying to date at all?
She's like, okay. She pulls out this list when she's
overwhelming.
going out to eat. She pulls out the list. She's like, okay, wait.
She's going to be putting every guy she goes on a date with under an extreme microscope from the get-go.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't shake my dad's hand. Well, he hasn't met my dad yet. Okay, that's okay. Right.
How many of these are going to be okay for him?
Dogs don't like him. Well, okay, well, I don't have a dog, so okay. All right.
Wait, is there a number of how many of these he can is going to be still fine, or like what's the deal breaker status?
Yeah.
He's probably going to come back and ask that.
Maybe.
But just a little guideline, just to keep in mind, little things to look out for.
I appreciate her looking out and saying, hey, I think of you two as my crazy aunt and uncle.
Absolutely. I see that. And I wear that badge with honor.
Yeah, and so many other people rolled in and was like, where were my crazy aunt and uncle 6 years ago?
Sorry, now we're here.
Yeah.
Now we're here and we're crafting this list, obviously not just for her, but for many others.
Yeah.
Who could use it?
Karen texted in and said, where were my crazy aunt and uncle when I couldn't see this in my narcissistic ex?
Okay, yeah. Well, we're learning from our experiences. And if you want, I did kind of take notes.
Yeah. You jotted a list.
Comments of the scenario on Facebook. So you just kind of go ahead and keep those.
I do like this, though.
In your little back pocket.
Nicole said, I just kind of... rolled in here at the end, but how about always switches the convo back to him?
Yes.
Like, when you're sick, he's on his deathbed.
Yeah.
You had a bad day.
His day was worse. Yeah, he's like a one-upper.
Yeah. And he doesn't hold the door open for people.
Right. Just little things like that can just indicate maybe he's a little selfish.
Yeah. Maybe just needs a little maturing.
Maybe.
A little maturing.
Yes.
Yeah. Or... you know, when your daughter picks you up from the airport after a trip, he doesn't get out of the passenger seat and makes you sit in the back.
It feels like it's coming from a place of personal experience.
I mean, it's just little things. It's just little things.
Anyways, point that out at all?
WDJX.com.
All right.
Hypothetically.
Okay.
These are all hypothetical situations.
Hypothetically speaking.
These are all hypothetical situations,
yeah.
Kelly. So, WDJX.com. Tap listen. You can hear the entire list of red flags. They're all great.
They were all really good. And again, yeah, go to the comments. Mm-hmm. Their Facebook. Find them all.
What else? All right. Good.
Oh, yeah. National Toy Hall of Fame. Announced their finalists.
Oh, yeah?
Which, this always takes me back to my childhood, right? You think, get nostalgic.
Yeah.
Thinking about, so Battleship.
Oh, yeah.
Catan.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Catan.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, I played that within the past probably 5 years.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Connect Four.
Yep.
Classics. Sure. Spirograph.
Wait, these aren't in the Hall of Fame already?
No.
Oh.
Trivial Pursuit. Scooters.
I hated Trivial Pursuit.
Oh, I know.
I hated it.
But we were on a streak there for a while playing every Christmas.
Oh, really?
We go to my mom and dad's house. But my dad would annihilate everyone.
Yeah.
Annihilate everyone. Scooters, slime, cornholes, Star Wars lightsaber, Furby, and Tickle Me Elmo.
No, I was wondering when, Tickle Me Elmo is,
that's
you're getting
iconic.
Into the 90s.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I feel like that has earned its ticket. I think maybe three get in. I'm not sure.
Yeah, Tickle Me Elmo for sure.
Yeah.
Not the actor who played Elmo, but Tickle Me Elmo.
The toy. Everybody remembers the frenzy surrounding that toy and the Furbies.
Yeah. All right, good stuff. Catch that, WDJX.com. Guys, have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.